Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Zdrobro jutro. Bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine. By logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you could discover what the world has to say. We're shrinking. And we're all in this together. I'd love to hear your voice this morning. It's the first time on Saturday. Mićmo vidit. That in Croatian is we shall see. The guest call in is 347-637-3789. And today's show is From Russia with Love. It's an exclusive report from the Anti-Aging Symposium in Sochi, Russia, right after the Olympics. Oh, I would have loved to have been there. Now, I want you to get your pen and pad out. And I want you to put down that the next show will be November 5th, Soul Survivor, 8 to 9 a.m. And next Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., Fun with Color. A little diversion. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But before I get on to our exclusive report about aging, oh, darlings, I have to tell you, yesterday, now you know I live in the suburb of Chicago, we were overwhelmed. For the first time in having a balcony, and we have five hanging baskets, you know, from the top, they're absolutely beautiful. We had the wind was... Oh, Mother Nature is really angry. You don't mess with water and wind. And it was Halloween. For the first time, we had to take three of the hanging baskets down. We had them anchored. The Silver Fox anchors them with strong wire and then attaches it to the balcony banister. Excuse me, that didn't even work. We would no more than fix it and it would pop. And I said, oh, Bill, come on, we've got to take these down because in any minute, I thought they would come crashing through our patio door, our big window. The doors are windows, glass doors. And then I know the wrath of Lake Michigan. I lived on the lakefront. I ran Navy Pier. I ran from Sheridan Road all the way back to the Gold Coast on Cedar Street. The first Halloween snow. Oh, and not only was the wind treacherous, it brought snow and sleet. And the lake was angry. Friday's early morning Halloween snowfall set a record for the city of Chicago that led to more than 300 canceled flights at O'Hare International Airport. And it was only October 31st. Oh, and it was freezing out. I canceled all of our appointments. And the Silver Fox wasn't happy. I said, don't you get it? This wind was so strong that it could have blown a pedestrian in the path of our car. And other smaller cars don't have the protection, the weight to keep them earthbound. We could have been a flying saucer. No, we stayed home And we were doing balcony watch. And I said, enough is enough. I can't take this. Let's take the hanging baskets down. A tenth of an inch of snow was recorded at O'Hare. According to the National Weather Service, it marked the city's first Halloween with any snow since 1993, and the first with measurable snowfall, which means at least a tenth of an inch in recorded history. Chicago has seen snow on Halloween only six times since 1878. By Friday afternoon, and we were watching the newscast on television, high waves may travel along the lakeshore and an adventure and washed out a haunted house attraction at Navy Pier. Do you have any idea how powerful that was? A lane was closed on northbound Lakeshore Drive from Oak Street to North Avenue due to high winds causing water to flow onto Lakeshore Drive. And they closed the lakefront bike path. The haunted house attraction on a floating barge called Zombie Containment took on water and was closed because of the inclement weather. And the lakefront area is under flood advisory through early Saturday. Oh, it takes guts to be a Chicagoan. I know it has a reputation for being a windy city, but it also has quite a reputation for its vote early and often, the politics of Chicago. Now, weather is a factor. Let me see, what would you do? Have you all been watching about Walenda? The daredevil professes extreme confidence for the Chicago River Walk. He's really wired. Nick Walenda will walk a high wire without a safety net, but says he can hang from the wire if he loses his balance. Oh, what do you think? Are you a daredevil? Are you a high risk taker? Now, I know that he's trained since he was a little boy, and his mommy and daddy would be there. I think his dad is the head of his safety committee. He said it doesn't matter how windy it is. As Nick Walenda trained in his home state of Florida to walk blindfolded on a tightrope, his mother grabbed the wire and ripped it from under his feet. He didn't fall. Instead, Walenda, age 35, caught the wire. I got all scraped up and bruised, and I wasn't thrilled about it from having a wire pulled from under my feet, but it wasn't her intention to pull it under my feet and hurt me, but it was. I want to know that he's going to be secure, Walenda told reporters on Friday. Oh, just 2 days. I was going to climb tomorrow. He's going to walk the tightrope tomorrow. Just 2 days from his daredevil stunt, he smiled and joked that he felt extremely confident he'll be able to complete his stunt Sunday. You have no idea the force of wind. Now, he's from the famed Flying Walenda family. The first walk will be 454 feet from the West Tower of Marina City to the Leo Burnett Building on a 15-degree incline. This will be 599 feet above ground. Oh. And then he'll walk blindfolded between the two marina towers, 543 feet up. Now, you know, I'm going to the gym after the show to do my stair climbing. And the carpeting there, you know, they have straight lines. I'm doing my Walenda walk. And every once in a while, I'll close my eyes. Do you have any idea the power of concentration? Now, Chicagoans, while nervously biting their nails, might feel a little better knowing that Walenda views this very wire he's walking as a safety net. There'll be no net. You see, if he loses his balance and falls, he can grab onto the wire and hang, even if it's 500 feet above the Chicago River. If it gets bad enough, I can. I have the ability to get down to the safety net wire and grab onto that wire, wrap around it, and I'll wait for help. He said that he has an amazing rescue queue that can be within about 90 seconds anywhere on that cable. What on earth is this costing? And who is paying for this? And I'm wondering why. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. And he's trained to hold on to that cable from upwards of 20 minutes. The cable is always at my feet. I can always reach down, grab, and hold on. Now, as the sound of the wind and snow rattled the windows of the Dana Hotel on Friday, Weather Channel's Jim Cantore said temperatures on Sunday at 600 feet above ground should be in the low 40s at the beginning of the first walk. Why is he waiting until 6 p.m.? The mercury will then drop down to the upper 30s by the second walk. The wind is expected to reach somewhere between 15 to 20 miles per hour, with some higher wind gusts. Do you want to know what the wind chill factor will be? Below freezing. But Walenda said he has trained with wind machines up to 120 miles per hour. So how does one train for this? Oh, I'm going to tell you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You could call in 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my two sites. No, I have two addresses, but it's the same site. SimplyAgeless.net. And the other is KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. So I get you coming and going. And if you want to talk with me up close and personal on my landline, 847-882-8717. And I'm looking out the window. It looks like it might be, it's an overcast day. But the wind, darlings, we were just exhausted. Just exhausted. Now, when you log on to my websites, be sure and click on all the buttons. Oh, and you'll see Performing Arts. David Taylor and I, he is the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And then click on video, and you'll see Roger Plummer and I in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, His works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare, it's one of a kind. Now our bags are packed. We would love to be invited to entertain you. And we do travel, and our rates are individually assessed. But let's finish with Walenda being wired, and then we'll talk about the books that are available. So this is how he trains. He trains consistently in 60-mile-per-hour winds. And when there's a tropical storm or hurricane in my hometown of Sarasota, I don't go surfing, I go onto my wire. It's, you know, just part of my training. He said he got the idea to walk the wire blindfolded after getting LASIK surgery last year. He got the surgery after walking across the Grand Canyon when his eyes became irritated. And this is what else he does. He eggs his family on to disturb him during his training, just to see what he could handle. And that includes having footballs and pine cones thrown at him. Now, this is what Marina City Management, they put out a memo to its residents warning them. Oh, this is vital. This is vital. Not to distract Walenda during his walk. Banning barbecues. Well, Walenda said, hey, I'm trained for distractions. And he joked the Marina City restrictions were no fun. Try on Mother Earth. Close your eyes and walk 1 foot in front of each other. And put your hands out to the side, pretending you're holding a pole. Check with your doctor first. You see, I try all of this stuff. I think it's kind of exciting. But I'm grounded. I'm not wired. He said, here are some of my experiences. I've been stung by a bee. I've had birds landing on my balancing pole. Birds land on the wire all the time while I'm walking. They usually look up at me funny like, what are you doing up there? All sorts of different attractions have happened in my career to not only me, but to my family as well. Now, the first walk from Marina Tower to Leo Burnett will take anywhere to 12 to 15 minutes, of course, depending on, you know, what the weather. If the weather is not playing nice, then I will get my butt across the wire as quick as I can. And he expects the second walk, blindfolded, to take 2 to 3 minutes. He'll have a headset during the stunt and will be communicating with his father as well with today's show anchors. So what will stop the daredevil? Winds, gusts, maybe up to 50 miles per hour? Nick said I'm a very driven person, and once I get up there, my mind will be made up. And that's when my dad, he has safety, will have to literally grab me and say, no, you're not getting on that wire. But Luenda said, I get into that zone and mindset that I'm going to make it to the point A and B, whether anyone wants to interrupt or not. So that's why he is that guy who makes the final call to say, you know, Nick, you're not going on that wire. We're going to wait and hold off. Man, no guts, no glory. Hey, what about you? Can you? Would you? You know, I think it's something that if you're trained at it at an early age, you know, it becomes part of your life. It's your life. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com, simplyageless.net. If you want to talk with me up close and personal, you may call me at 847-882-8717. Okay, all of you in Fort Kent, Maine. Nurse wins Ebola battle. Sidebar. We have not heard the end of Ebola. Allegedly, there was one case reported in Chicago. And I say allegedly, I'm not sure. But her name is Casey. A Maine judge gave Nurse Casey the okay to go wherever she pleases, handing state officials a defeat Friday in the battle over Ebola-related quarantine. The judge ruled that Casey, who returned a week ago from West Africa, must continue daily monitoring of her health, but said there is no need to isolate her because she has no symptoms. Well, we'll send her all good wishes, won't we? And then, are you watching the lava flow in Hawaii? What are people going to learn that you don't mess with Mother Nature? Two Hawaii residents have been arrested for trespassing to see lava. So many want to see and eager to see and to witness the slow flowing flow. The Hawaii County Police and officers saw a man and woman on county property Thursday taking photos within 5 feet of the lava in a small town where this is happening. What on earth is going on? Would you do that? Not me. Not me. Today's show, from Russia with Love. It's a report on anti-aging. It was held, the genetics of aging and longevity. The conference was held in Sochi, Russia, shortly after the 2014 Winter Olympics. It was held in that city, attracting many of the world's leading researchers whose work is devoted to fighting the disease known as aging. Oh, man, I would have loved to have been there. Would have loved to have been there. What's your formula for living a joyful, happy, carefree life? Now, this out of Washington. Medicare considers paying doctors for end-of-life talks. Medicare said Friday it will consider paying doctors to counsel patients about their options for end-of-life care, the same idea that spurred accusations of death panels and fanned a political furor around President Barack Obama's health care law 5 years ago. And what about that 29-year-old gal? She moved from one state and then moved to another state because they said that you could take your own life. You get a prescription, you get an injection, and voila, you're walking on clouds. What would you do? And all of you grasshoppers out there, you know, the measure of life. How old is old? How old is old? Well, I guess she has decided that she's really feeling good. Allegedly, again, I'm not allegedly, her brain cancer is inoperable. And she said she's really feeling good. Voting is coming up November 4th. Let's vote. Let's send her all of our good wishes. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Even with the trials, tribulations, the abyss that we have to go through, it's a learning curve. You know, an oyster cannot create a pearl without friction. How could you possibly? How could you possibly live a joyous and happy life if you haven't experienced the stuff that you need to experience to go to the next step, to move higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I have the Chicago Sun-Times in front of me, and I'm on page 11. Viewpoint by Patrick Reardon. I resonate with what he has to say, so I'm going to quote him. He's a veteran reporter. I vote for wonder. I will not let the evils of life frame my experience. I shun cynicism. I vote for wonder and joy. You know, this is what aging has to do. It's your attitude. What are you bringing to the table? Is it toxic negative thinking? Are you just imbued with positive, powerful energy? So I'm quoting Patrick. I vote for wonder. Amid the mudslinging of political campaigns, despite reports of all that is going wrong across the world, I personally vote for joy and amazement at the richness of life. Many days I see the sunshine strike the red bricks of the apartment building across the street, and it fills my day with beauty. I'm astonished at how green the grass is in my backyard after a rain. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And I'm touched by people like the woman who today reached out to help an elderly man with a walker get off a bus, or the cop. I saw the TV report, and you probably did too, who gave brand new boots to a homeless man. Yeah, I know there is much hardship in the world. I know there are people who live whose lives are disrupted by wars and epidemics and terror. I know there are people who live with very little to eat. I know there are fears of drought and violence, dread of oppression and plague. I don't ignore these realities. I recognize the need to face them and to solve them to whatever extent is possible. But I personally will not let the evils of life
reframe my experience. I shun cynicism. He's doing exactly what I've been urging all of you to do. Live your life according to the gospel of who you are, not someone else. Live in the present. Tomorrow's promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Patrick says, I vote for wonder and joy, amazement and compassion, and I'm going to tell you why. All of you. After you've done your cat stretch, come on. I'm learning from him. Aren't you learning from him? You see, I can't know everything. And I don't want to bore you with just me. You know, when I was a newspaper reporter in Chicago for more than 30 years, I covered urban affairs and got to know many poor people. Their lives were difficult and often frustrating. But, like all people, they sang. They joked. They loved their families and friends. Some lost their way, yeah, but most kept on keeping on. And they reached out and helped each other along the way. I've been in schools throughout Chicago, and I have seen 7-8-year children who had no homes. Their families were always moving from one temporary place to another, yet their faces shone with delight as they learned and used the skills of reading. Sidebar. Treat them with love and kindness. They hold our future in their hands. They were a fire with a spark of knowledge. They relished their growing understanding of what it means to be a human being. I saw one class of third graders visit a home for American military veterans. The veterans who were staying there had clearly had hard times while in service, and after returning to civilian life, they deserve everything. Government, don't you dare deny them medical care. The world, don't you dare deny them employment. How about you? Did you take your butt out to fight for your country? That's Kathy speaking. But those kids and those veterans sat together in small clusters, two or three kids to a veteran, and for more than an hour, the veterans talked about their service to our nation, about parachutes, jungle patrols, desert maneuvers. And those kids looked up at the men and women with the widest eyes. They drank it all in. They respected them, and the veterans knew they were respected. Now, for the past 30 years, Ben has been cutting my hair. He's now 95. Oh, he loves cutting hair. Ben loves the camaraderie with the customers. What makes him so unique? Ben has a number tattooed on his arm. He is a survivor of more than 2 years in the Auschwitz concentration camp. Having lived through the horrors of the Nazi extermination program, Ben has every right to be bitter about humanity. If anyone has the right to look back at life from the dark side, it's Ben. But he won't do it. He chooses wonder. He chooses joy and amazement. He's amazed that he's still here after all that he has gone through. And after nearly a century on this earth, he is joyful in his job. He was 12 years old back in Poland when he decided he wanted to be a barber. And he's been able to live that dream for longer than I have been alive. For Ben and for those children, for those veterans, and for anyone who has ever found beauty amidst pain, compassion amidst privation, but most of all for myself, I choose wonder. And Patrick Reardon is an author of the book, Love Never Fails. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. From Russia with love. I didn't know that aging was a disease. Oh man, I would have loved to have been there and to share with them. As a layperson coming from an immigrant background, the trials and the tribulations that I went through and still experience them. Yeah, I had a couple the past month. But I brush myself off, get up, and realize that this moment is all that I have right now at 8:36 a.m. Right now, this is all that I have. November 1st, 2014. Sidebar. Remember now, you have to set the clocks back 1 hour over the weekend. Now, I don't know if this is in all of the time zones, but here in Central Time Zone, we'll set the clock back 1 hour. Did you ever wonder why they do that? I don't know. Tevya from Fiddler on the Roof, could you tell me why? Golda, do you love me? Oh, I love to listen to Fiddler on the Roof and Vivaldi's Four Seasons, but I digress. You know, Live with Kathy, the show's topics are varied, a wide variety. And do you have any ideas for a show? Now, you do know that when you call in or contact me anytime and say that I listen to a show on the archived blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any date and you could hear the show. And yesterday we had Charles Decker on, Chuck Decker, who is the Midwest Director of Impact and Ironworking. You have a choice, a career versus the Dom Perignon of the trades, ironworkers. What would you like me to discuss? And you know I'll research it and we'll have so much fun. Confucius say, if you love your job, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. This isn't work. This is my learning curve. Do you have any idea how much I keep learning from doing show after show after show? Man, the body and the brain don't age. We do. Choices, choices, choices. No, I want you to choose to call me at 847-882-8717 and let me tell you about that you may be a potential sponsor or partner of Live with Kathy. The show is sponsor-driven. Introductory offer, a 10-week introductory offer. I work with you on your topic, and you're heard more than once on the air. I'm on the air anywhere from 2, 3, 4 times. I keep changing my strategies, shifting to see where the interest in, to keep my brain going. Then, my dear, you are now invited to co-host a show with me. And then we see what you got. Yeah. You will not know until you hear yourself on radio. And I constantly listen to my shows to review. Am I talking too fast? Am I talking too slow? Is it interesting? Have I kept their attention? Am I educating them, inspiring them, entertaining them? How am I serving all of you? What is it that you want from me? Now, when you get in touch with me, you automatically get the free book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better and longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Even if you go in for a facelift, you're going to have to learn my facial and tongue stretch exercises, which provide a natural lift to the skin without, to the face without stretching the skin. Wherever there's a muscle, it has to be exercised. And the tongue is a muscle. Get used to it. If you don't go through the exercises, you're going to begin to slur your words. And it's not loose dentures, honey. It's a lazy tongue. Aging is glamorous. I refuse to take aging out of, glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. I'm here to do them. I want to look good because if I look good, I feel good. And when you really feel good, you look good. You know, when you're in love. Love changes everything. I don't know. That's not from Phantom of the Opera. Oh, I love that opera too. So how joyful is your life? Don't you want to be part of our joyful consortium? Call me at 847-882-8717, and then you listen to yourself on the air, and you get to score yourself. You're going to give yourself a grade on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. How good were you? After you heard you, would you run to the phone to get in touch with you? Imagine me holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you and your business to, oh, the plethora of listeners on Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. Ironworkers, Management, Progressive Action, Cooperative Trust, working hand in hand with the ironworkers. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To log on, to learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. That's Impact, impact-net.org. And then log on, ironworkers.org. Y'all know I married an ironworker. Worlds apart, but yet we have so much in common. Classical ballet and haute couture. And the brilliance and the artistry of ironworking. Right after the show, I will get dressed, and I'm off and running and climbing to the Hoffman Estates Park District. You see, they won the Gold Medal Award for Excellence in 2009. Rika Kaff is the director of the 50-plus consortium. You don't have to be born lonely. Did you hear me? You don't have to be born lonely. Log on, heparks.org. And hey, all of you, yeah, you know who you are. Well, I'm too old to learn. Go get a computer. They have designed them that a year old could work them. Keep your brain working, your cognitive skills. Otherwise, you're going to live in la-la land. Did you ever think of volunteering? You ever think of reaching? What do you think I'm doing here? I'm volunteering my time. And time is life. And I'm offering you an opportunity to be part of this consortium at a very low rate. No, you're not going to get it free. But if you wanted to rent a recording studio, it would be in the thousands and thousands. You're getting this for birdseed. It's my way of giving back. And I talked to Marilyn yesterday. You're going to learn more about her. This is a dynamic female who decided years ago that she wasn't going to work for corporate America. She was going to start her own business, and she flourished. And what is so enjoyable and enlightening, she really cares about how she looks. And she's in her 70s. Now, we talked, and I said, oh, Madeline, where did the time go? Oh, she said, I don't know, but I'm telling you, Kath, I am going to enjoy every minute. If I have an issue, I'll handle it, but I'm going to go right back to joy. I'm going to enjoy my life, and I'm going to enjoy it because I really want to look good. And yeah, she's been doing my exercises out of the book, The Elixir of Youth. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Looking good is inside and out. It's your attitude. It's your anticipation. The wonderment. What Mr. Reardon said in the book, I choose joy and wonderment. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. And it releases toxins, anger releases toxins into the body. I know how to neutralize them. But for the face, the skincare, Reviva Labs. www.revivalabs.com. They're the leaders in skincare. And then look at your plate. You are what you eat. Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA. And I'm going to give you his website if you have, email, if you have a little issue with finances that he could maybe solve for you in a nanosecond. ahtax@ameritech.net. If it gets terribly involved, then of course he will have to institute a rate, and that's all individually assessed. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And when I have Marilyn on the air, she's going to tell you about her home-based business. Mobile drug testing. She comes to you. You see, it doesn't matter what your passion is. You just got to have that fire in the belly desire to keep it going. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. It's November 1st. On October 31st, did you have enough money that month? Are you having trouble paying your bills? I don't care if you're working for corporate America. Are you an entrepreneur, solopreneur? Are you retired? Hey, marvelous time to start your own business without investing huge capital. And I've got the formula. A home-based business, yeah. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. Well, making residual money. How would you like to get a check? Three figures, four figures at the end of the month. Can you believe in yourself? Call me at 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And, darlings, I must segue into the PSA. Brought to you by People Who Care. Boy, domestic abuse came to the forefront, didn't it, a couple of months ago? You know, left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. Let's call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. Now, this is both for men and women. Yeah, women, you're not exempt. Think back to when you were first in the relationship. What a loving person this man and woman was, and how great things were. Then the violence starts. You don't want to leave your relationship? I don't know why you wouldn't. You just want the violence to stop? Oh, get a grip. It won't, not without help.
reach out for help, know what your resources are in your community and state. And hey, you guys, come on. It's time for your voices to be heard. Men very often are hesitant to make a statement. Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter to be a victim of abuse? Get involved. And how sad. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. 877-863-6338. Call them, and if you're listening to me out of state, they'll tell you who to contact in your area. And what about the con and scam artists? Oh, they are pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. If you're lonely, it is your choice. Thank you, ARP, for the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. And you see, they've already targeted you. It might take years, but they have targeted you. They're on their best behavior. They are sociopaths. They are silver-tongued serpents. Based on reports, we victims lose $3 billion a year to con and scam artists. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Call 800-646-2283. These PSAs have been brought to you by contributing authors in Choices, Reviva Labs, Stephen Stressler, Leader in Skincare, From Humble Beginnings to Success. Chuck Brazelton, Providing Insurance and Financial Services, My Life's Work. From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. Leah Schmidt, who said, there are so many choices, but I've got to be who I am. I've got to be me. Rudy Segovia, son of migrant farm workers. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. In my story through the years, all things Kathy. And I'll tell you how I found out what our greatest freedom is. And then Marilyn Pasella. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. We come to you, saving you time and money. Mobile drug testing was established by Marilyn Pasella, and it provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. She comes to you. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. That's chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Listening to Live with Kathy. When you're on my site, click down to books. The ebook is nonfiction. Choices, nonfiction. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Then The Heart of the Lion. Oh, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And then The Heart of the Lion with Tom Puttrick. You'll love that book. Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Tom's new book, The Second Coming, July 15th by Tate Publishing. Yeah, The Second Coming of Christ did happen. This book is fiction. You will love it. You will not be able to put it down. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. We're experts. We're going to share with you. How old is old? Are you 70 and sensational? Or 70
and severely depressed. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? It's all your choice. Oh, Sochi, Russia. Well, you see, I love Russia. The Hermitage. The Kirov. Oh, the art. I don't care about their politics. I'm talking about the art. The art. Now, they say that they're fighting the disease known as aging. Mm-mm. My interpretation of disease is dis. D-I-S-E-A-S-E. This is a dis-ease. It is an interruption in the meridians in your body that cause body stress. Dis-ease, meaning that you're not balanced. You're not centered in your life. Commonly caused by unwise choices. Look at your plate. Too much alcohol? A little glass of brandy or wine. Even beer is good for you, but not in excess. And a lack of exercise? No wonder your body is decaying. There are many theories of aging. Aging isn't only a loss of function, it's a loss of control. Chronic inflammation of old age is an example that has gone out of control. How frail are you? You see, even if you're in a chair, a wheelchair, I don't care, a bed, there are exercises. You got to move the body. You see, the brain depends on the blood to bring it oxygen, to nourish it. Did you know that aging is drying? How much water do you drink? And you know what I suggested? I had a conversation with one of my colleagues that he was a little bit ill the other day, and his tummy was giving him a little trouble. And, of course, he's dehydrated by now. And I suggested sucking on ice cubes. You see, I am just not going to drink 8 ounces of water every couple of hours. And there is a schedule of how to drink water, because you could overload your little kidneys and your bladder. So, just get the ice cube tray out and suck on ice cubes. Because most of us are dehydrated. We're drying out. And they talk about chronic inflammation of old age as an example of beneficial biological response that has gone out of control. Another researcher said that chronic inflammation is due to an increase in garbage in cells and tissues. The inflammatory response to the garbage results in the creation of even more garbage. Another researcher noted that aging is drying because babies are soft and wet, whereas elderly are hot and dry. And someone else commented that aging is unpleasant and unattractive, and that anyone claiming otherwise is just attempting to rationalize out of despair. Someone else said that chronic disease, drive the aging process as much as aging results in chronic disease. It's up to you. It's your choices. I know many people, 70, 80, 90 years old, they're not drying out. They're vital. It was their decision, their thinking. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. And how do you want to improve your life? Until Wednesday, November 5th, 8 to 9 a.m., the Soul Survivor. Make it a great weekend, and remember to vote on November 4th. Au revoir.